This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. 71st International Everest Day being observed today. Prime Minister appeals all to help minimize climate change risk. And increasing heat waves take 6 people's life in India. Israel's operation in Rafah doesn't cross US red lines, White House. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dal Prachanda said that every sector must come together to reduce impacts of climate change and work to manage the wastages of mountains. Addressing the program organized on the occasion of 71st International Mount Everest Day today, Prime Minister Dal urged that every sector and individuals must join hands to help proceed the government movement, preserve mountains and save humanity. Following the government's decision to commemorate May 29 each year as International Everest Day, marking the first successful ascent of Mount Everest today is being celebrated as Everest International Special Day. It has been 71 years since Tenzing Norgay Sherpa and Sir Edmund Hillary first reached the summit of Mount Everest in 1953. According to the Department of Tourism, 424 people have received permits to climb Everest this season, with more than 600 climbers, including Sherpas, reaching the summit. Notably, Kami Rita Sherpa has set a world record by climbing Mount Everest 30 times. Additionally, climber Purnima Shrestha has set a new record by summiting 3 times in a single season and also as the first woman to climb Mount Everest in approximately 15 hours. Prime Minister Dahal further extended his best wishes on the occasion and also expressed hope that Everest Day will attract adventure tourists from around the world to Nepal. Foreign Secretary Seva Lamsal on Tuesday paid a courtesy call on UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in New York of United States. The Nepal mission to the UN in New York stated that the talks focused on the Nepal-UN partnership, Nepal's graduation from the least developed country LDC category, the UN's role in Nepal's development, climate change and effective multilateralism. Secretary Lamsal is in the U.S. for the general debate of the 4th International Conference on Small Island Developing States SIDS on behalf of LDCs. She praised SIDS for their ambitious blueprint and expressed LDC solidarity. Secretary Lamsal highlighted the cost of climate change on special situation countries and called on the international community to offer support according to Nepal's permanent mission to the UN in New York. The 17th Republic Day of Nepal was observed in the United States of America, USA and the United Arab Emirates, UAE, on Tuesday. The day was marked by organizing a special program at the Nepali Embassy in Washington, D.C. On the occasion, Nepal's ambassador to the U.S. Sridhar Khatri insisted that it was the responsibility of the entire Nepali to establish durable peace, promote development and good governance, and institutionalize the republic system achieved through people's long struggle and sacrifices. Similarly, in Abu Dhabi, Ambassador Tez Bahadur Chhetri acknowledged the struggle and sacrifices of the Nepali to establish a republic in the country. Over 100 people, including the Nepali community and diplomatic employees, joined the Republic Day celebrations. The Chief Minister of Sudur Pashchim Province, Dirga Bahadur Sodari, has said that the province government is ready to collaborate with Radio Nepal for the expansion of its transmissions. Team of Radio Nepal, led by Executive Director Buddhi Bahadur KC, held a meeting with Chief Minister Sodari at Thangadi today. During the meeting, Director KC briefed that currently Radio Nepal has been broadcasting from its provincial broadcasting office at the Payal in Sudur Pashchim Province, including FM relay stations in 8 other districts of the province. Director KC also made a request to Chief Minister Sodari to help in capacity enhancement of Radio Nepal's broadcasting system. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. 6 people have died due to heat waves in Rajasthan of India. According to the Meteorological Department of India, almost every places of Rajasthan measures temperature of more than 45 degrees Celsius. The local government of Rajasthan has asked the residents to take precautions seriously. The patient record due to the heat stroke have risen up to more than 3,000 in Rajasthan. White House spokesman John Kirby has said that the U.S. does not believe Israel has launched a full-scale invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza. He spoke hours after Israeli forces reached the center of the city and reportedly seized a strategically important hill overlooking the nearby border with Egypt. Mr. Kirby was also questioned about an Israeli strike and a resulting fire that killed at least 45 Palestinians, where many of them were women, children or elderly, at a camp for displaced people on Sunday, where he described images from the aftermath of the strike as heartbreaking and horrific. He added that there should be no innocent life lost here as a result of this conflict. Israel has said the strike targeted and killed two senior Hamas officials and that it believes the fire could have been caused by an explosion at a Hamas weapons store nearby. The U.S. State Department said it was watching closely for the Israeli military to conduct a quick and thorough investigation into the strike. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, at least 36,090 people have been killed in Gaza since then. North Korea has dropped 90 balloons carrying propaganda leaflets and rubbish on two border provinces in the south, prompting authorities to warn its residents to stay indoors. South Korea's military also cautioned the public on Wednesday against touching the white balloons and the plastic bags attached to them because they contain filthy waste and trash. The balloons found in Gyeonggi and Gangwon provinces are now being analyzed by relevant authorities. North and South Korea both used balloons in their propaganda campaigns since the Korean War in the 1950s. The recent incident comes days after North Korea said it would retaliate against the frequent scattering of leaflets and other rubbish in border areas by activists in the south. Late on Tuesday, residents living in northern side of the South's capital Seoul and in the border region received text messages from the provincial authorities asking them to refrain from outdoor activities. They were also asked to file a report at the nearest military base or police station if they spot an unidentified object. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorology has also stated that there is a possibility of excessive hot weather in the districts of Western Tarai of Sudur Paschim and Lumini province in the upcoming 3 days. The division has asked the residents there to apply precautions to keep themselves safe from the hot weather. The temperature in some areas in the Western Tarai has been recorded at more than 40 degrees Celsius over the past few days. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi province and at a few places of hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of high hilly and mountainous regions of the rest of the country. At present, there is an influence of local air in the country and also remote cyclones in the eastern parts of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 71st International Everest Day being observed today. Prime Minister appeals all to help minimize climate change risk. And increasing heat waves take 6 people's lives in India. Israel's operation in Rafah doesn't cross U.S. red lines, White House. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.